Well, you're probably going to ask me about Big Life. You know, I've heard two phrases that have really stuck with me. One is, money is seldom accompanied by taste. If you were to go into 10 homes in Beverly Hills, I swear to God, 9 of them would be horribly decorated, and you wonder, what a waste of money. And, you know, and the other one is that money never cared who it hung out with, which is also true. So I just started thinking, you know, I run into some people who I think give money a bad name. And so I just imagined this sort of obnoxious guy who was sort of a combination of Donald Trump and Ted Turner and George Steinbrenner and other media type people who would be, you know, getting onto an MGM Grand flight from New York to LA, and immediately everybody on the plane hears what this guy's talking about. You know, he's just been with Stallone, and I'm skiing in Aspen with Jack and Cher, and I own a baseball team, and by the way, do you want to get into the movies, and what's your name, and I'm going out to Hollywood, and maybe you want to come with me, we'll just go in my limousine, we're having a big party. You know, I've seen this thing play out so often, and I just decided to just take a crack at writing this song called Big Life. And so, you know, I wrote this tune, and basically it's this sort of braggadocious, obnoxious guy who gets on this airplane and is trying to impress this girl with his long list of, you know, why he's cool, all his money and his accomplishments and his investments and stuff. Actually, Big Life, the phrase Big Life, it's funny, you know, I've come to work... my life has gotten more complicated in the last 15 years. You know, life does get more complicated. And I would just come into work sometimes and go, like that. And Elliot would say, what's wrong? And I would go, nothing, just big life syndrome. You know, I got a big life. So I've just been keeping that phrase. And so that's how that song came about.